You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Love Jesus with passion and the Church without condition. That was Pope Francis's request to the participants in the General Chapel of the Oblates of Mary Immaculate. His words came in a private audience in the Vatican's Clementine Hall as the Oblates celebrate the 200th anniversary of their founding. Devin Watkins has more.
Recalling the order's founder, St. Eugene de Mazenod, Pope Francis said he was a man of Advent who loved Jesus with passion and the Church without conditions, and told the Oblates of Mary Immaculate present to follow the saint's example of docility to the Spirit. The Holy Father said the Oblates' missionary work, though difficult, should make them joyful witnesses of the gospel.
La carità tra di voi sia la vostra prima regola di vita.
Following the example of the founder, he said, may among yourselves practice charity be your first rule of life and the premise of every apostolic action, and may zeal for the salvation of souls be the natural consequence of your fraternal charity. Recognizing their deliberations at the 36th General Chapter, the Pope said the fraternal experience of prayer, confrontation, and communitarian discernment should be a stimulus for a new missionary drive towards the poor and the most abandoned. He said the Church and the world is going through an epical change, expanding ever more the field and scope of the Church's mission of evangelization. The Church, he said,
ha bisogno di uomini che portino nel cuore lo stesso amore per Gesù Cristo.
Needs men who carry in their hearts the love of Jesus Christ, which permeated the heart of the young Eugene de Mazenod, and the same unconditional love for the Church, which seeks to be a house ever more open. It is important to toil for a Church for all, ready to welcome and accompany. To this end, adequate, evangelical, and courageous responses must be sought to the personal questioning of the men and women of today. Pope Francis then provided a key with which to live the missionary life.
Occorre guardare il passato con gratitudine, vivere il presente con passione e abbracciare il futuro con speranza.
Look to the past with gratitude, live the present with passion, and embrace the future with hope, he said, without becoming discouraged by the difficulties you encounter in the mission, but rather be strengthened by faithfulness to your religious and missionary vocation. The Holy Father concluded by reminding the Oblates of Mary Immaculate that their name is, in the words of their founder, a passport to heaven. I'm Devin Watkins.